今天正道的经文出自箴言十八章二十一节、十五章四节、雅各书三章八节。生死在舌头的权下，喜爱他的必吃他所结的果子。十五章四节，温良的舌是生命树，怪谬的嘴使人心碎。雅各书三章八节，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。 Today Bible reading comes from Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 and Proverbs chapter 15 verse 4 and James chapter 3 verse 8. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Chapter 15 verse 4. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. James chapter 3 verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison.
你好吗？ Yeah, I praise God. Thank you for Pastor Daniel and Sister Lydia for your kind invitation to allow me to share God's message with you, with Sister Lucia this morning. The message for this morning is about, it's entitled, The Power of Words.
我感谢主，我也感谢张大礼牧师今天邀请我来在教会里跟大家分享神的信息。今天我与思清姐妹一同来分享。我们今天信息的主题是话语的能力。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our dear gracious loving and heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for the freedom to worship, honor and thank you this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你，天上的父，我们要感谢你，因为我们可以自由地来敬拜。
We pray, O God, for the Holy Spirit to freely work in our midst and speak to us in a very special and mighty way.
主啊，我们祷告求圣灵在我们每个人里面自由地运行，来向我们每一个人说你需要所说的特别的信息。
We pray, O God, for your double portion of your anointing be upon me and Sister Lucia as we share your message this morning.
我们请求你来用双倍的膏油来膏油来膏我和膏我身边的Lucia 姐妹。
Make use of us, God, as your mouthpiece, as your instrument to inspire, encourage, and teach your people.
求你帮助我们成为你的口舌，成为你话语的管道，来，今天将信息传给众人。
We pray, God, that you open our spiritual ears, eyes, and heart to listen to your word and become a doer of your word, Father.
主啊，我求你打开我们属灵的眼睛，属灵的，心，属灵的耳朵，让我们不仅听到，并且能够行你的道。
Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to each one of us.
求圣灵进入我们里面，对我们每一个人都说话。
And we pray, O God, that as we share your message, you will minister to each and every one among us.
主啊，我求你的话进入每一个人的心，让每一个人都能听到你的道。
And we will come out from this church blessed, transformed, and inspired by your Holy Spirit.
愿我们每个人今天走出教会的时候，我们的心都被你的道所改变，让我们能够行的道。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Words that we may receive or say may inspire, encourage, or hurt others, as we have read the three verses.
我们听到的话和我们自己说的话可能会给别人带来鼓励，也可能会给别人的心带来伤害。
In the same manner, when we say other, what we say to others may bring as well encouragement, happiness, hurt, or upset them.
同样的，如果我们说的话，我们所说的话有不同的果效，有可能会让别人心里会高兴，有可能会鼓励别人，也有可能会让别人伤心。或者是破坏别人的生命。
words or sentence that you may hear from someone, from your friend, from your spouse, from your children, from anyone, may bring radical change or transformation or break their hearts or their lives.
我们对我们的儿女、对我们的配偶、对我们周围所有的人所说的一切的话，都会产生不一样的效果，有可能会伤他们心，甚至是会拆毁他们的生命。
So our words will either make or break someone's heart or life.
再说一次，我们的话语可能既可以建造别人，也可能会拆毁别人。
Because what you hear becomes your belief, because it becomes your thoughts.
因为你听到的话语将会成为你的思想，并且这你将
Your thoughts become your words.
因为你的思想会成为你的言语。
And your words become your actions.
你的言语就会造就你的行为。
So when we speak words, it's like a seed being planted to someone's life.
所以当我们说话的时候，我们就像是在别人的生命里种进去一个种子。
And make sure that the kind of seed that we're planting to our children, because values, good values, has to be learned first and foremost at home.
我们要确保我们在我们的孩子身上所种这些种子是好的，因为那些好的行为、好的价值观都是最早是在家里形成的。
The words are seeds that they are being planted. We make sure that it's the right kind of seed that we're planting to our children, to our spouse, friends, neighbors, and to others.
我们要确保我们在我们的儿女、在我们的配偶、在我们的朋友和其他人身上，我们所种的言语的种子都是好种子。
For words are powerful. It's either bless, encourage, or hurt others.
因为言语是大有能力的，它要么祝福、鼓励别人，要么就会拆毁别人。
The Bible warns us how to use our tongue.
圣经对于我们如何使用我们的舌头有很多的教诲。
It's the smallest part of our body, yet can become deadly and poisonous.
舌头虽是白体中的一部分，但是却可以有致命的毒性。
In Proverbs 18:21 says, "The tongue has the power of life and death."
箴言书十八章二十一节说，舌头，生和死都在舌头的权下。
And those who love it will eat its fruit.
喜爱它的将食它的果子。
And in Proverbs 15:4, the soothing tongue or the words, good words, kind words that we say, is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit.
箴言书十五章四节，温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
But in James chapter 3 verse 8 says, no human being can tame or control the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison.
雅各书三章八节，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
So those verses, these are just few, are warning on how to use our tongue properly.
我刚才只是举了几个例子，是关于圣经经文里面讲到如何应该正确的使用我们舌头的。
In Greek, hurtful words is called blepharos, which means it is injurious or hurtful. And another very strong Greek word of a hurtful words is phaneros, which means toilsome, bad, evil, wicked, malicious, or slothful.
在希腊语里面，伤人这个词的词叫做 blepharos， 它表示伤人的。另外一个更加词性更加重一点的词呢，叫做 panoros， 它表示辛苦的、坏的、伤人的。
What do you think what happens when we use unkind or hurtful words to our children or to your spouses, neighbors or others?
你知道如果你对你的儿女、对你的配偶或者是对你的邻舍、其他的人说一些伤人的、苦毒的话的时候会造成什么样的结果呢？
As I was preparing this message and praying and fasting, I have come up to this research of experiment. A certain scientist from Japan named Dr. Masaru Emoto, he is a Japanese scientist, a researcher, and an entrepreneur, and a professor in a university, and experimented in water with rice. I want you to watch this. Can you please?
我在为这篇道来做进食祷告来准备的时候呢，我看到了一个信息，这个资源我觉得很好，想要分享给大家。这是一个日本的科学家做的实验，他是受到另外一个美国的科学家的启发，他做了一个这个实验，想要跟大家分享一下。
I remember I love experiment being a science teacher.You know, our body is composed of 70% of water.
作为一个教科学的老师，我非常喜欢这个实验。大家知道，我们的人体有70%都是由水构成的。
In that water, in our body, could react to positive thoughts or negative thoughts, and that polluted water could be cleansed through prayer and positive visualization.
我们的身体里面的这个水呢，可以对温良的话语和苦毒的话语做出不同的反应，并且被污染的水呢，可以通过祷告，可以通过积极的这些描述性的词语来得到洁净。
Dr. Emoto experimented on water because he wanted to connect what's the relationship of human with water.And so let's watch this.
Emoto 这个博士呢，他想要做一个实验来告诉我们
human relationship.
这个实验是借着一个关于水的实验来想要讲一些关于人类之间的关系的一个实验，很有意思。
Yes, please.
Dr. Emoto has conducted another interesting experiment.He placed rice into 3 glass beakers and covered it with water. And then every day for a month, he said, thank you to one beaker. You're an idiot to the second. And the third one, he completely ignored. After 1 month,The rice that had been thanked began to ferment, giving off a strong, pleasant aroma. The rice in the second beaker turned black. And the rice that was ignored began to rot. Dr. Emoto thinks that this experiment provides an important lesson.Especially with regard to how we treat children. We should take care of them, give them attention, and converse with them. Indifference does the greatest harm.
That's
my
dreamy story.
It's Japanese.
But almost.
Okay, because it's Japanese, we don't understand. Okay, let me just explain to you. This experiment was tried and tested by hundreds of people around the world, and they find it's true. And so we tried it at home. And it, indeed, in the 3 kind of rice, one is with rice that you say, thank you.We love you, you're beautiful, you're kind, you're generous, you're very considerate. And you keep on saying that again and again and again. And after a month, you would see the rice, you know, releases good smell. You see, the power of words is really evident. Our body is composed of 70% of water. So what we hear has impact in our lives.It's either positive or negative. It's interesting, isn't it?
因为这个后面的 内容是日语的，我们听不懂，所以我想跟大家解释一下。这个实验呢，在全世界有上百人都做了同样的实验，所以我们相信这个实验的结果。我自己在家也做了这个实验。当第一碗米里面第一碗米，你对他说我爱你，你是美好的，你是善良的，你真好，你对他说很多的美好的话语的时候，他会发出一种很美味的米的香气。所以我们可以知道，
keep on saying positive words again and again every day, day and night. You know, that rice has emit good smell. It's the same manner with our children. You keep on saying kind and good words. The children, when they go out of the house, they develop that confidence and they also behave well. To other people and how they treat others, because that's how they learn at home.
当我们一天又一天的对米说这种好的话的时候，它会发出香气。同样的呢，如果我们每天对我们的孩子、对我们的子女说一些好的话，我们表扬他们，我们鼓励他们，这样他们在进进出出的时候，他们受到这种感染，他们也会有好的行为，也会在别人面前做一个很好的孩子。
And with the rice that you keep saying, sorry to say this word, I'm a pastor, but so hard for me to say because I'm teaching my daughter to say kind words, to be kind to others. And so when we were doing this experiment, saying, you're not good, we don't like you, we hate you, you know, and at some time the rice turns into black. And that's happened to us when we keep on saying to the children, idiot or stupid, you're not good, you're lazy, you're stubborn, those bad words. That has the great impact in the personality of a child.
同样的，如果你对一个米，这一碗米说，我恨你，你是不好的，你是讨厌的，很抱歉，我要这样说话。虽然我作为一个牧者，我不应该这样说。我平常也在家里教育我的孩子说不要这样讲，但是如果你这样对这个米这样说的话，它很快就会腐败。同样的，如果你这样对你的孩子来说话的话，如果你对他说，你很懒惰，你很讨厌，你没有什么可夸的，你是一个不好的孩子的话，他也会产生出类似的反应，会对他生命有很大的创伤。
When you're driving and somebody just cross you, what do you easily say? Those swear words, isn't it?
如果你在开车的时候，有一个人突然抢在你前面，你会说什么样的话呢？你很有可能会说一些咒骂话，这很容易出口，对吗？
But you can choose that to say, bless you, brother.Oh, bless you, sister. Oh, they are very angry. Yeah? Because there's power in our words. And if the rice is bleeding, that's rice. It's bleeding, it turns black. How much more people when you keep on saying bad words to them? It hurts. It pains, isn't it?
在同样情况下，你也可以对那个超车的人说，祝福你，我的兄弟，祝福你，我的姐妹。如果说我们对大米说不好的话，会让大米变得腐败，甚至会流出一些浓汁的话，那么我们对人所说的话会造成更大的影响。
And the third rice, if you ignore them as well, we're very busy at times. Mommy, daddy, please listen to my story at times. Okay. But we're not really listening. And if you ignore them in the same manner, it hurts our children.
第三种态度就是对他们进行忽视。有时候孩子会吵吵闹闹的说，爸爸妈妈听我说话，但是你因为太忙了，你没有去，你无暇照顾他们，无暇去关注他们感受的话，对他们来说也是一种伤害。
So this experiment demonstrates the power of our words.
所以这个实验证明了我们说话是非常有能力的。
Remember at times people, you do many good things, but what they remember, it's the bad thing that you say, isn't it? It's true?
大家知道，你可能会对别人做很多的好的事情，会做很多良善的、温柔的事情，但是他们记得的是什么呢？是你说的那些、不好的伤害他们的话，是这样对吗？
These hurting words remain in the hearts and mind of a child or a person.
这些伤人的话会一直的存在于听到的这个话语的孩子或者是人心里面。
Again, as a Christian, When we say something to ourselves, when you say, I feel weak, you really feel weak. You prophesy sometimes bad to yourself.
作为一个基督徒来说，我们可能有类似的经历。当你说我很软弱，那你很有可能就会觉得很软弱，因为你这种对未来的预期、对未来的预言，其实会作用在你自己身上。
As a Christian, I know God spoke the world into existence. As a human, I was made in the likeness of Christ. So when we say a word, it says it's either create.A blessing or destroy a person.
我作为一个基督徒，我知道神是借着他的话语创造世界。同样的，我作为按他形象所造的儿女，我的话语也极其有能力。我的话语要么是祝福他，要么是咒诅他。
Someone wrote this: Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can also hurt me. Sticks and stones break only skin.While words are ghosts that haunt me. Pain from words has left its scar on mind and heart that's tender. Cuts and bruises now have healed its words that I remember.
有这样一首短诗，我只能简单的翻译一下大意，就是说，如果有有刺，有尖锐的东西，它可以伤害我的皮肤，但是苦毒的话语、伤人的话语会伤我的心。一些东西可能会刮伤你的车，你的车多么的刚硬、多么的坚强，都可以被刮伤。我们内心是如何的柔软，如何的需要被呵护，但是它当然可以会被伤得更深。
When Jesus was walking with his disciples and he saw this fig tree.Jesus curses the fig tree for not bearing fruit and it dies. See, there's a power in the words. As for attitudes and thoughts, any impact they had on the result is indirect, as words are products of one's attitude and thoughts.
圣经记载了，有一次耶稣和他的门徒一同的走过一个无花果树，因为那个无花果树没有结果子，耶稣就咒诅那个无花果树，那个无花果树立刻就死了。大家看到这是圣经里的记载。
Hurtful or unkind word causes great disappointment or hurt.
伤人的刻薄的话语会造成巨大的失望伤害。
Unkind word causes discouragement to others.
会对别人让别人灰心丧胆。
Hopelessness or distress
会让人绝望痛苦。
It then creates doubts. If you keep on saying to our children, "Oh, you're useless. You're nothing. You're dumb," then they will believe in themselves that they are dumb, really, an idiot, right? Because that's what you keep on saying them. So that's what they believe. It creates doubt that they cannot do anything.
它会对人产生怀疑的结果。如果你不停地对你的孩子说你是没用的，你一无是处，你很笨，那么你的孩子一遍遍听到这些话，这就成为他内心的想法。他会真的相信自己很笨，自己一无是处。
And unkind words also loses our faith. It breaks relationship. It breaks trust. It divides family, church, and even community.
伤人的话同样会让人丧失信心，会造成关系和信任的破坏，甚至可以分裂家庭、分裂教会和社区。
And some people they cannot take those hurtful words and they even commit suicide.
有一些人呢，他不能承受这种痛苦的话语，这种伤人的话语，于是他们会因此自杀。
But for some people, they use those insults.And hurt to persevere even more, even work harder to prove that they are wrong.
但是对有一些人来说，他们会因这种侮辱性的话语，他们会更加的坚持，更加的努力工作，来证明这些辱骂他们的人是错误的。
When I was young, someone has told me that I'm no good at all because I'm small, I'm dark. Those words hurt me so much that I study and work very hard.To prove them that they are wrong.
当我小的时候，有一些人说一些很伤人的话。他们说，因为我个子矮，因为我皮肤黑，我不好。这些话非常的伤人。因此呢，我就努力的来学习工作，来证明他们所说的话是错的。
So I use that pain in my heart to even work even more harder to be successful in life.
我使用自己内心中的痛苦来更努力的工作，因为我想要在人生中取得成功。
My intention to become successful was purified by God when I met Jesus in my life.
后来当我在生命中遇见耶稣的时候，我这些想要成功的想法被神洁净了。
Because success is not measured with how much property or big houses or car or money in the bank that you have.
因为成功不能由那些物质的东西来决定、来衡量，它不可以由你的豪车、由你的豪宅、由你在银行里的存款来决定。
But for me, true success is how you impact, inspire, and encourage others, and your life become even more fruitful.
但是对我来说，成功就是你能够如何的来鼓励别人、激励别人、帮助别人，能够让你的人生更加的结果子。
Those unkind words to me has no longer power, for God has redeemed me with His precious blood.
那些伤人的、曾经伤害我的话语，在我的内心里已经没有任何的能力了，因为神用他的宝血来救赎了我。
And when God bless me and keep on believing in the word of God, which has more powerful than anyone else, I keep on trusting God in my life and has changed and transformed me inside out.
当我们持续地相信神的话的时候，特别是因为神的话是比一切的话语更加有能力的，这些话语就持续地来改变我，翻转我的生命。
Those unkind words, if you remember, if you have friends or family or parents who have said that you're no good, you're stubborn or whatever, you're stupid or whatever that they have said against you, remember that you are saved and redeemed by God with His precious blood and has no longer, Satan has no longer power over you and me.
如果你的家人、你的家长或者说其他的朋友对你说了一些恶毒的伤人的话，说你笨、你愚蠢、你懒惰、你不好，无论是什么样的话，你要知道你在耶稣基督里已经被救赎、已经被赎买，是被耶稣的新鲜的血液赎买，所以魔鬼撒旦在你身上不再有权势。
So we can change that through the power of God's word. We can cut the curseYou see, there's a generational curse. We can cut that curse from us, from our generation to the next, and change the destiny with Christ.
因为神的缘故，我们可以与之前那些伤人的话断绝关系。你们知道，其实咒诅是一代接着一代的，这个罪的影响是一代一代的遗传的。但是因为耶稣，我们可以与过去的这种咒诅来隔绝。
Remember the story of Joseph the dreamer? He was the favorite son of Jacob with his favorite wife.
大家还记得约瑟的故事吧？他是雅各最爱的孩子，他是雅各最爱的妻子所生的爱子。
Because he was the favorite son, his own brothers hated him, insulted and rejected him, even thrown him into the pit and sold him into slavery.
因为他是被雅各所偏爱的爱子，他其他的大哥哥们非常的记恨他，所以他们侮辱他，咒骂他，甚至把他推到坑里面去，最后把他卖为奴隶。
Can you imagine? Joseph was sold into Egypt, a place he became a refugee into that nation. He cannot even see the future of his life. There's nothing. He was cut off from his family, from his parents, because of his own brothers. That's very hurting, isn't it?
大家能够想象吗？他约瑟这个人被卖到埃及为奴，就像一个难民一样。他看不到自己的未来，因为他哥哥们的缘故呢，他与自己的家、与自己的父亲完全的隔绝。
In that hopeless situation, Joseph only steadfast in the word of God, that only God can save him from that hopeless situation.
在这样一个绝望的环境下，约瑟相信神的话，他坚信的站立在神的话里面，他相信神可以救赎他。
And because of his faithfulness, God honors Joseph. He turned that into good from becoming a refugee.From in prison to become a governor of Egypt. Because God was with him.
因为约瑟的信实呢，神就在他身上做了行了好的善良的事情。他从一个难民，从一个被关在监狱里的人，他被神抬举尊荣，成为埃及的一个长官。
Joseph could have bear, you know, choose to bear the bitterness in his heart, yeah, because it was his own brothers who hurt him.Who rejected him? Who can accept that? It's not easy, isn't it? But Joseph chose to trust in God. Okay, God, this is what my family did to me, and you only the one who can save me from this hopeless situation.
约瑟本是有权来愤怒、来憎恨他的兄弟的。但是他没有这样做。他相信神。他在那个环境下呢，他真的是选择了信靠神。
You may be in that situation, my dear brother and sisters. You're hurt so much, and you feel you're alone. But take note, you're not alone. God is with you.
弟兄姐妹们，你们可能也处在或者曾经处在那样的环境中，你觉得自己真的是孤立无援，但你其实并不是一个人，因为神与你同在。
Joseph chose to forgive his brother despite of what they have done to him.
约瑟决定来饶恕他的兄弟们，即使他们对他做了非常恶毒的事情。
You see, God uses those even the bad things that happen to us to transform us into the best kind of person God wants us to be.
大家能够体会到吗？神甚至使用那些糟糕的环境和经历来让我们生命得到翻转改变，让我们成为我们可以成为最好的那个人。
God uses the pain and hurts.That you may identify with people, because Jesus Himself experienced rejection, experienced betrayal. He became as well a refugee. Anything that a person can possibly experience, but Jesus has experienced that all, and Jesus can identify with you and me.
神他可以使用痛苦和悲伤的环境和经历，就像耶稣一样，耶稣被卖，他被背叛，他被挂上十字架，他所承受了一切的痛苦，耶稣可以与你的心连接，因为他都经历过这些。
17 years Joseph was in prison, my dear brother and sister. For him, there's no way out for him to be out of that prison. But God was with him. He thought there was none. But God was with him. And from a prisoner, God remembered him, and even he became a governor, the second ruler to Pharaoh to rule the whole Egypt.
弟兄姐妹们，约瑟在监狱里面有整整的17年啊。这17年里面，别人可能觉得他真的是孤立无援，没有别的人，但是他其实与神同在，神与他同行，所以神抬举他，让他成为了在法老一人之下、万人之上的一个埃及的长官。
You know, when I was studying and preparing this, I was so touched with the love of Joseph that he had.God just healed him, restored him. And what he said to his brothers? You intended to harm me, my dear brothers. You intended to hurt me and to kill me. But those pain, God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, that saving of many lives.
弟兄姐妹们，你们知道吗？我在为做这个讲今天的道来做准备的时候，我读经的时候，我非常的被这个故事里面的爱所抓住，所感动。因为约瑟说，对他的兄弟们说，从前你们的意思是要杀我，是要害我，但神的意思是好的，他要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
What an encouraging scene to see among family choosing to forgive.Instead of harboring hatred,
能看到家庭成员里面，大家互相选择饶恕，而不是互相选择彼此憎恨，这是多么感人、多么鼓励人的一幅画面啊！
Because if we choose to harbor hatred in our hearts, God cannot work in us.
因为如果你选择在自己的内心里有痛苦一直的来憎恨别人的话，那么神就没有办法在我们内心里行他的工。
So let's use our tongue, use those words to bless and encourage our children, your spouse, elderly parents, and to others.
所以请我们用我们温良的舌头来祝福我们的子女，我们的配偶，以及我们年老的家人和其他的朋友。
He speak words of wisdom, prophesy good things, for it brings hope and life.
我们要说智慧的言语，我们要对未来做出美善的预言，因为这样会带来生命，会带来盼望。
Let's make sure that when we open our mouth, it's seasoned with love, it's seasoned with kindness, with patience and gentleness.
让我们确保每一次我们在张口的时候，我们的话语都像是被爱调和、被良善、被温柔来调和的一样。
We have a choice, my dear brothers and sisters, to use kind and encouraging words to others.
我们有选择的能力，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要选择说善良的、温柔的话。
And if no one is encouraging you, encourage yourself. I do that all the time.
如果没有人来鼓励你、安慰你的话，那么你就要这样来对自己做。我就是一直都是如此行的。
I want you to say this to yourself. Follow me. I am a child of God.
我想要大家与我一起说下面的这个宣言，我是神的儿女。
Can you say that? I am a child of God.
大家可以这样跟我说吗？我是神的儿女。
Loved and honored by the powerful God.
我被伟大的神所爱、所尊、所荣耀。
Say it. I'm loved and honored by the Most High God.
我被全能的上帝所爱、所尊荣。
You say it, and when you look at the mirror, if your spouse doesn't appreciate you, you say to yourself, "I'm still beautiful."
大家要这样说的，就是如果你在家里面，你的配偶
I'm good.
你对你的配偶对你说不良善的话的话，你就自己照着镜子说，我很美，我很好。
And you feel your husband keeps on ignoring you? Just say to yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm good, I'm beautiful. Keep on saying that. It would reflect to yourself. Instead of, I'm old, I'm ugly, then it shows.
如果你的丈夫不停地来忽视你的话，你自己就对着镜子要说我很美，我很美好。你不能对镜子说我人老珠黄，已经一钱不值了。
Yes, okay. Barnabas.Let's tell about Barnabas. Barnabas is originally named as Joseph.
我们来讲一下巴拿巴的事情。他的原名是叫约瑟。
Paul, Apostle Paul, was experiencing a lot of persecution among other Christian leaders.
使徒保罗当时受到其他的基督徒领袖的逼迫。
And Barnabas stood by Paul, chose to encourage him.Pray for him. You can do it, my dear brother. You are good. You are chosen by God, so you can do it. So Barnabas keep on encouraging Apostle Paul.
当时巴拿巴是力挺保罗，为他祷告，对他说：“你是被神所拣选的，你可以这样，你可以做成这事。”他一直的来坚固、激励保罗。
Barnabas means a son of encouragement.
巴拿巴这个词的意思是劝慰之子。
He was a very generous man, like Jesus. He always put others before himself.
巴拿巴呢，他是一个非常慷慨的人。他与耶稣一样，他总是把别人的需要摆在自己前面。
You know that he sold all his property, and he didn't use that money for himself, but rather he gave that money to the apostles to use, and the church to use to advance the kingdom of God.
巴拿巴呢，他变卖了自己的房产，他没有把钱自己的存起来，他把钱给了保罗，给了教会，用这些钱来推进神的国，神的工作。
So he tries and just encourage everyone that he meets.
巴拿巴无论遇见谁，他都可以坚固来安慰别人。
Encourager always want others to do well.
安慰别人的人，安慰者呢，他总是希望别人能够得好处。
So Barnabas everything he did and said was done to help others to follow Jesus.
巴拿巴他所做的一切都是为了鼓励别人来追随耶稣。
You know that when Apostle Paul was in the state or condition of like seemingly giving up because everybody is against him, and Barnabas stood by him, and because of his encouragement to Apostle Paul, he had become victorious. The church even grew even more because there is one person who stood by him.
因为保罗呢，曾经使徒保罗有一段时间，他的状态是有一些低迷的，他就接近要放弃，因为非常多的人当时都反对他，但是巴拿巴就一直站在他的身边来坚固保罗，就因为这一个人的坚固呢，就是保罗的侍奉很有果效。
So encourage each other. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, encourage each other and build each other.Just as you are already doing.
帖撒罗尼迦前书有一个经文是讲你们要彼此鼓励，就像你们素常所做的那样。
Everyone needs encouragement, from the child, from the youngest to the oldest.
每个人呢都需要被鼓励、被劝慰，从很小的孩子到年长的人都需要。
So even to yourself, encourage your own self. I'm good, I'm well, I'm strong. You don't say, I'm very sad, I feel sick, I feel gloomy, So that's what it happens. But you say to your life, whenever I don't feel well, I have taught my daughter, Ruthie, speak life, speak hope, speak faith. Keep on saying that. And then that energy comes out from you, and you become well.Instead of, I'm saying, because we wanted to take a leave from job, I'm not well, yeah? Okay? But you keep to say yourself, I'm well, I'm good, I'm strong, I'm blessed, I'm loved by God.
我们自己要时常的鼓励自己，你要经常的告诉自己，说自己是善良的，是好的，是坚强的，不可以常常对自己说，我不舒服，我生病了，我很软弱，这样你就会越来越软弱。Anyway, 我就是经常的来鼓励我的女儿，我在家里也经常的鼓励她，我们就是要彼此的鼓励，不可以像你有的时候想要从上班的时候请一个病假那样，就是自己来告诉自己说自己生病了，这样是很不好的结果。
So let us bring a big bag of encouragement. Bless the pastor who's been shepherding you. Pray, you know the work of a pastor? We pray for everyone in the church day and night. Kneeling to God, even our knees become dark and black. Praying for everyone in the church. So church, your pastor needs encouragement.Say thank you, Pastor, for praying for me. Thank you, Pastor, for visiting me. Thank you, you know, our pastor, our leader in the church needs encouragement as well.
因为鼓励可以带来生命，我们要常常的为众人来鼓励，即使是你的牧者，他们其实也是这些属灵领袖，也是很需要鼓励的。他们常常牧养你，有时候会拜访你，这些事情都需要你来鼓励他们。你也要常常的为教会的众人日夜的祷告，甚至可以跪下来祷告，直到你的膝盖都发黑发紫。这真的是在主面是一件美好的事情。
Encourage and say thank you to the Sunday school teachers that you can come and sit down while someone is teaching your children.
你需要对主日学的老师们表达感谢，表达这些劝，这些鼓励，因为他们来教导你的孩子听神的话语。
Thank your children for obeying. Thank your children. Thank you for obeying.
你要感谢你的子女，要感谢他们他们是顺服的。
Thank the people in the kitchen, the technical, the praise and worship who come very early to set the church. Did everyone say thank you to them? Now say thank you after the church.
大家需要感谢那些在厨房劳苦的弟兄姐妹，也需要感谢这些负责做设备的弟兄姐妹和敬拜的团队、祷告的团队和早早来到教会来预备服事的弟兄姐妹。今天在教会结束之后，服事结束之后，希望大家能够真的是彼此来感谢，你需要来认可他们的工作。
Thank all the volunteers in the church because without them, we cannot put this every Sunday up again. Put, you know, it's a hard work.
你需要感谢教会的同工，因为如果没有他们工作的话，我们没有办法每个周日过来敬拜。我们需要感谢他们的努力的工作。
Thank those people praying for you. Thank those people who are serving you.
感谢那些为你祷告的人，感谢那些服侍你的人。
Let us be a church, sons and daughters of God, who are always full of encouragement, ready to bless people.
我们教会，我们要成为我们是神的众儿女的教会。我们要成为一个彼此鼓励，并且鼓励别人的教会。
Our words are very powerful. It gives hope, it gives life, and can be a great encouragement that inspire others and can change or transform the lives of other people.
我们的话语是大有能力的，我们的话语可以带来盼望，带来生命，带来鼓励，带来改变，它可以让别人的生命翻转。
I remember one of my students named Paul. He was hated by all teachers because he's a very unruly, misbehaved child and very stubborn and lazy child. Yeah.
我记得我有一个学生，他的名字叫保罗。学校里的每一个老师都非常讨厌这个孩子，因为他很不听话，很不服管教，并且还很懒惰。
And all the teachers wants to kick him out from the school.
每个老师其实都想把他从学校里面开除。
And I had pity and compassion to this child. I started to understand why he is misbehaving in the school.
我心里对这个孩子有同情，我想要知道为什么这个孩子在学校里表现如此差劲呢？
I have learned that this child was ignored and neglected by his parents.
我发现了这个孩子他其实被自己的父母长期的来忽视。
And so I tried every day after school or during break time to just have a break tea with this boy and just encourage and pray him day by day.
所以我尝试着每次在课间的时候或者是放学之后与他一同来花一些时间，我常常的陪伴他，鼓励他，跟他说一些教导他话。
He accepted the Lord as his Lord and Savior, and changes, they have seen the changes started in this boy.
我努力地告诉他，他是被神所爱的，他是被神所救赎的。之后呢，慢慢就看到这个孩子身上有一些改变。
And for 3 years that I've been discipling this boy, encouraging, just pray for him, he is now he graduated from the university and now running the business of his family.
我带领这个孩子如同带领门徒一样，这样过了三年之后呢，他从学校里毕业了，他现在做得很好，他在自己的家族企业里面在做管理。
More than that, I have learned that he is now serving his church and became a youth leader in their church.
不仅仅如此，我还知道他现在在服侍他自己所在的教会，并且是教会里的青年人团契的领袖。
So choosing to encourage others will truly transform and change their lives.
如果我们选择来鼓励别人，那就是选择来改变，来建造别人的生命。
In John 1, verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
With God's Word, the world was created, and it gives life to you and me.
神的话语创造了世界，并且给你给我以生命。
Because Jesus is the Word, it gives life, it changes and transforms lives.
因为耶稣他自己就是生命，他也可以改变，可以塑造生命。
That very Word has now become or created that divine and great purpose to each one of us.
从他而来的，从神而来的这个福音，进入了我们每一个里面，改变我们每一个人心。
In Mark 16:15 says, I will remind you of Jesus' words to his followers, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
我要提醒大家，马可福音十六章十五节的经文，耶稣对他的追随者们所说的话，他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God has given us the authority to bless, inspire, and encourage others.
通过神赐给我们的圣灵呢，我们有能力来去鼓励别人、激励别人、安慰别人、改变别人。
And in Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile."
罗马书一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Let's make use of every opportunity to encourage others and to share the good news. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel because we have received the salvation. They may not receive it, but just share it that God loves you, that God cares for you, that God has a great plan for you.
我们要借着每一个机会来去鼓励别人，来向别人传讲福音，因为别人不一定听到了，因为别人不一定知道福音。你要向告诉别人，神爱你，神关心你，神对你有一个伟大的计划。
Faith comes from hearing, and they won't know unless someone tells them.
信心来自于听到，如果我们不传的话，别人就不知道福音。
So let us not be ashamed of sharing the word of God, for it transforms lives.
让我们不要以分享神的话语为耻，因为它可以塑造生命。
We have a choice, my dear brothers and sisters, to use our tongue either to bless, encourage others, or to break others.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们有选择的能力，我们可以选择用自己的语言来鼓励、帮助、塑造别人，也可以选择用语言来去咒诅、来去败坏别人。
May we always choose to say kind words to others and choose to bless them.
愿我们总是能对别人说善良的话，总是能够来选择祝福别人。
Let us have the eyes and heart of God to see people through God's perspective.
让我们要以神的眼为眼，以神的心为心，让我们总是来鼓励，总是来去鼓励祝福别人。
Words are powerful. It brings hope and transforms lives.
话语是大有能力的，它可以带来盼望，它也可以来反转塑造生命。
Let us pray.
请让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for reminding us this morning how powerful words are.
主啊，感谢你，今天又一次提醒我们，让我们知道人的话语是多么有能力。
Holy Spirit, we need your help to guard our tongue, our ways, our action.
愿我们里面进驻的圣灵能够来保守我们的心，保守我们的舌头。
Help us like Barnabas to always choose to bless and encourage and inspire others.
让我们越来越有你的形象，让我们选择使用自己的言语来去鼓励祝福别人。
Empower us, Holy Spirit, to make use of the authority that you have given us to say and preach the good news to others.
圣灵，求你来帮助我们，让我们来说传讲神的话，来鼓励帮助别人。
Continue to transform each one of us inside out.
愿这些话语能够从里到外的转变我们的生命。
That when others see us, they will be inspired and encouraged, and their lives be transformed as well.
愿别人看到我们的时候，他们就受到鼓励，因为我们的生命从里到外的得到了更新改变。
Father, we thank you, and I ask you, Lord, to bless each and every one who are here. This morning, God, you see their struggles and challenges. I just pray, God, that you speak to each one of them. Bless my dear brothers and sisters. Encourage them, Lord, and let them know that you are a God who loves and truly, deeply care for them.
主啊，我感谢你。我知道我们教会里面也有很多的人在经历痛苦、经历挣扎。我求你向每一个人说话，来给他们带来鼓励，改变他们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Okay, thank you, Shashini. Pastor, I ask permission from Pastor. It's end of financial year, and as we all file a tax, there is one way to avail of a tax deduction, that is to advance God's kingdom. We have some display in our foyer and make a difference by we.